The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. So glad you could join us today on this Monday. It's June 5th, folks, 2017. You know, you know what I really think it is? I think the clock in my head says, can time please slow down? So I don't want to wish anybody's life away, you know, so, yeah, maybe, I don't. At any rate.
Hey, John?
Yes.
How's the pledge drive going?
We're going to institute phase two, and if that doesn't take, we'll institute phase three. Phase three is people banging on your door in the middle of the night with a pot in their hand. That's phase three. What we're going to do is put together some public service announcements and smatter them on the network. Short of that, we're only one-third of the way to our goal, and we've been doing this for a little more than 30 days. And the only thing this is doing is catching us up on the current, thou shalt not shut us off because I shoved you a little bit of cash. We need to get caught up, get some breathing space, get some things instituted in this network that will keep this thing on the air. And it's probably going to turn into like a PBS model, where it's listener-supported, but we don't have any corporations out there, Ron, that, this segment of PBS is funded by, you know, this group or that group or this corporation or that corporation. They're just not going to jump on board with the truth because they're too wrapped up in their lives. So it's got to be through some gold and silver sales, which what I'm going to do here in the future is put together a few packages like Jeff Bennett used to do, you know, rolls of silver, if you want some gold in there, a fifth an ounce of this or a quarter ounce of that, or just put together deals and run those during the week. So here it is. Here's the price, and just call us, make it easy. I'm not going to get into collectibles or all that other stuff. I don't need 25 years of experience in trading and valuing metals to offer the leastest for the mostest, of which many people in the fatter times, hey, it was a ball for these coin guys to go in there, oh, and you know what this thing, you know what the value has increased on this piece and what's projected, and a lot of people would do it, and a lot of people made money if you had a good broker. But a lot of these guys has turned out to just sell you overpriced stuff. And the last thing you want to be caught with is something that costs you five times of what something else costs. And in the final analysis, that's all it's going to be worth. You know, it's like people with collectible cars. You know, I sometimes sit back and marvel at people that will spend tens of thousands, if not hundreds, maybe millions of dollars for a collectible car. You know, when the foo-foo hits the fan, it's only, the price is only reflective of what people are willing to pay for it. And that's the bottom line on collectibles. Okay, well, this is the recent negotiated price here, and this is what they're going for right now. Well, when push comes to shove, you know, why would somebody want to buy $1.5 million, whatever car? You know, something kind of cool that's a lot cheaper? Wouldn't that do for you? But the market's going to walk out from under them, and they're going to be stuck with a bunch of sheet metal that it's going to lose its value. It's going to be decreased almost overnight. So, yeah, in fatter times when money's rolling around, you can be speculative. You can take gambles. You know, you don't lose your shirt. You might lose, but you're not going to lose your whole thing. But, you know, could you imagine? I don't know. I've seen Cobras. Ford Cobras, the 427s, we're talking the originals, not these kit jobs out there. We're talking, you know, 60s original Cobras. I've seen those things go for $1.2 million or $1.5 million.
Wow.
But in actuality, when push comes to shove and all the money's gone, is your car really going to be worth $1.5 million? I don't think so. But at any rate, so we're going to do a little bit of that as well. Hoping some advertisers are on this network. We'll come back, spend a few dollars. But as we get into this hour, we're going to be splaining to you, Lucy, while things aren't loose and juicy. Let's put it that way. Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom.
John, I'm suspecting or feeling, sensing a sense of pessimism from you. Haven't you felt that wonderful optimism when you found out it only took them 8 minutes to get an officer out of the fish and chips cafe there and to pull his revolver and take down those? It only took 8 minutes. Let's see, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, when I was in the military, I could drop somebody in 3 seconds.
I don't know what you're referring to, Tom. A little bit more detail.
On the news, they keep saying, well, the Brits are there kind of bragging on the fact that they were able to take these terrorists down in 8 minutes.
Mm.
It's too bad somebody didn't have a weapon right there on site.
Well, you know what I find really odd about this whole thing, Tom, and I'm not following the minutia or the latest headline on their crap. I just refuse to do it. But what I have been noticing here is that, and as one caller put it very aptly, you know, it only takes a couple of 3 hours, maybe a day, to go through, comb through the information, the intelligence that's provided you, and just rip it apart and shred it. You know, the fact that a lot of these people that have been doing these god-awful terrorist crimes in England, the intelligence agencies were watching them, they were on the list. We're not talking about some new guy that pops out of the network and goes, hey, nobody's watching me. Well, watch what I do. You know, they're called the lone wolves by the intelligence agencies. No, these are well-established. We've been watching you for a long time, and you still were able to do what you did. So that means, Tom, that the state doesn't have enough power. They need more power.
Well, my wife came out of Chile, so we already understand the manipulation of the CIA and the other agencies like them. They take a man who is actually trying to restore or make Chile number one, right? Or Chile first. And then, of course, our corporations here in America couldn't tolerate that, so they had to stage a coup. And all of this stuff smells like, you know, another form of a coup.
Sounds
anyway, I just wanted to let you know that you should feel far more comfortable now that you know that the British police force can take these guys out in only 8 minutes.
You know what's not been suggested, Tom, and I was thinking about this the other day, just for the random criminal, you know, no matter what name tag you want to hang on him. You know, how would the suspected terrorists feel that if their intended victims were armed?
And yeah, see, you notice the activities in the United States, like Boston. Those things occur where people are not allowed to carry their own personal protection.
Or under the guise of they're running exercises, and don't be alarmed if you see something that's out of the ordinary. Oh, don't worry about it. We got it covered. Yeah. Same way.
I just wanted you to be aware that you should feel a lot more comfortable knowing that your government is going to take care of the problem.
Well, you know, we're from the government and we're here to help. And then why do you have that gun stuck in my face? Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks, Tom. I appreciate
anyway,
you calling.
Thanks.
All right, sir. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Yeah, people walked around armed. And what, as Tom put it, it didn't take 6 minutes. It took the time and it took to clear your weapon from the holster because you saw a crime being committed. And notice I said not preemptively. I'm not suggesting that somebody might look like one of these jihadists. Ooh, those evil people. I'm saying if they're starting to commit a crime and you can for yourself without relying on the intelligence agencies to give you your daily briefings. I don't need that. What I do need is a weapon handy. When I see somebody pull a gun and shoot somebody else, I'm going to take his butt out. End of story. But, oh, that's right. Why does it keep happening in these countries that, well, people have already been disarmed, Ron?
I know.
Hmm.
You know, this is why, you know, if I were to fault anyone for the way our society has ended up with so many restrictions, I'd have to say it's the group of attorneys that have turned their backs on the common law and all the rights that come before the Constitution was ever adopted. You know, that they changed the nature of our rights into statutory rights.
Well, you know, you can solve all crime on the planet. Yeah, you really can. You can do it within 24 hours. Want to hear my grand plan?
Sure.
Okay, just take everybody and lash them all down. Handcuff them to immovable objects.
That definitely would do it.
That would do it. Yeah, but you wouldn't mind if you were immobilized, you know, for the good of all.
But aren't we immobilized right now?
To a certain degree, yes, by their own hand, yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes absolutely no sense at all. They thought that by bringing on this terrorist boogeyman, that somehow that everybody was going to submit and bow down to government and we're going to wail and cry for their help. I don't see that going on inside the United States, do you? How many conversations, Ron, have you had with people just run-of-the-mill Joe Blow in the street that is walking around skulking, looking furtively and looking really afraid, going, God, the government's got to protect me from these jihadists?
I haven't met any.
Neither
have
I.
People I meet are mavericks. You know, well, I live in a country where people have guns. You know, a state, part of the state that people have guns, you know.
Which, by the way, if we got time, I want to get around to that as well. There's a little thing going on within the UN that's about the internationalist plan here to make everybody just as regular as the next country. And that means without weapons. But first, I want to get into this because you and I, Ron, we keep coming back to the same thing. We both agree that in order for us, and I mean the common man, business owner, if you're breathing, if you're alive and still kicking on this planet, their power base be removed, their banking system, their funny money, their the insistence that we be indebted to them because they're just so wonderful. This has got to be done away with. Then we might have a chance of restructuring. Then we might have a chance for an economy and for goods and money and people to have jobs and get back to this idea that we don't need government. All we need is our own labors. The market is there. Stay the hell out of our way. Let us do what we need to do. Well, folks, I hope you're sitting down on this one. Did you know that the number of working-age Americans that do not have a job right now is far higher than it was during the worst moments of the last recession? For example, in January 2009, 92.6 million working-age Americans did not have a job. But we just found out that in May, the number of working-age Americans without a job increased to just a shade under 102 million. Now, we'll go over those numbers in more detail in a second here. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the difference between perception and reality. According to the bureaucrats in the federal government, the unemployment rate in May was the lowest that we have seen in 16 years, at just 4.3%. And we are essentially at full employment. And so according to them, anyone who really wants a job should be able to find one pretty easily. I'm now starting to hear the politicians saying, you know, we have jobs that are opening up and we don't have qualified people to fill them. Where the hell are they looking? In their bathroom closet? If we got 100 million Americans that used to be doing the jobs that there are no longer functioning in this country, did they just get stupid overnight? Did everybody just have amnesia that hit them? Nobody out of this 100 million people plus can be hired in this big job demand that's going on right now? Which is the only thing that is thinly veiled that, well, we need more of these visas. We need more of these EB-5. We need more of the qualified people to come over and to help us out. Because we've just gone plain but stupid, and we can't fulfill our own employment needs. Yeah. Well, all this 4.3% and all this is just a load of crap. John Williams of ShadowStats.com tracks what our economic numbers would look like if honest numbers were being used, and according to his calculations, the unemployment rate is currently 22%, which I feel is light. But we'll go through the numbers. So what accounts for the wide disparity between these numbers? Well, the truth is that the official unemployment rate that the mainstream media endlessly hypes is so manipulated that it has essentially lost all meaning. In May, we were told that the U.S. economy added 138,000 jobs. But that's not even enough to keep up with the population growth, believe it or not. In a country of 300 million plus, it doesn't even keep up with the population growth. Believe it or not, people are still having some babies out there. However, when you look deeper into the numbers, some major red flags quickly emerge. You won't hear it on the news, but in May, the U.S. economy actually lost 367,000 full-time jobs. Now, that's an absolute nightmarish figure, and it confirms the fact that economic activity is starting to dramatically slow down. And it's getting so bad that you're not even hearing on the financial shows or on the news anymore that, are we going into another recession? No, that's because how can we go into a recession when we're already in the middle of a damn depression? Well, so somehow the unemployment rate in May fell from 4.4% to 4.3%. And how did that magically happen? How could they do that? Well, for years, the government has been taking large numbers of people from the basket known as officially unemployed and then dumping them into another basket known as not in the labor force. Now, since those that are not in the labor force do not count toward the official unemployment rate, they can make things look better than they actually are by moving people into that category. Difference between U6 and U3 unemployment? Yeah, you got it. Now, in May, the government added a staggering 608,000 Americans into the not in the labor force category. So now the number of working age Americans not in the labor force has reached a total of 94.98 million. And then when you add the total number of Americans that are officially unemployed, 6.86 million, you get the grand total of 101.84 million, folks. In other words, when you round up to the nearest million, you get a grand total of about 102 million Americans that don't have a job right now. Now, if you go back to January 2009, there were 81.02 million Americans that were not in the labor force. That was in January 2009. And 11.61 million Americans that were considered to be officially unemployed. And so that means, according to the federal government, there were 92.63 million working-age Americans that did not have a job at that point. We'll cover some more of this, folks, to smash through this paradigm of absolute skullduggery and misrepresentations. Let's try flat-out lies.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains suntein and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Alrighty, we're back. Let me take a little time out here to take a few calls, and I'll continue with the good economic news. Ken in Michigan. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Well, I just thought I'd let you know that I read out of the Detroit Free Press this afternoon that the Michigan House Committee has passed the bill on to the House to do away with the field carry permit.
To do away with what?
Concealed carry permit.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
And what was the madcap reasoning given for that one?
They didn't really say why. They just said that little blurb at the bottom of the page that said, "Oh yeah, by the way, we're doing this."
Wow.
Just thought I'd call and give you an update.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it. So, well, are they afraid? Too many Trump supporters up there are now armed? They're waiting for a coup? You know, I can remember, Ron, years ago, the Michigan militia would show up at the state capitol in full regalia.
Wow.
With American flags. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people would show up. Not as a threat. They didn't come armed. But I can remember looking around at the high buildings and seeing snipers sitting on the roofs. As if snipers, say a half a dozen snipers, are going to be able and willing to take out 300-400 people. But the mere fact that they thought that that would be serve as some sort of deterrent, if in case something got out of hand, we were more interested in going into the Capitol, sitting down with the respective Senate critters to sit and talk with them. That's what I did when I was up there.
You know, with family unit gone, there's no one to carry on, you know. The nuclear family is split, so we don't have that anymore. We don't have people that join groups to defend their rights. Well, very few, let's put it that way.
Well, I'll still say this. For those snowflakes out there that hate guns, yeah, keep on hating them, because I'm not giving mine up, are you?
I'm not giving mine up either.
And then they can throw paper at me, or they can yell dirty words at me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up a point. You know, we talk about the economy. You've been expressing it. But do we ever really focus on what caused the problem in this society? When Roosevelt was granted unlimited power to control the economy, which was taken away from the people to run their own economy. You know, when we lost competition, we lost our economy.
You mean Roosevelt and his lesbian wife? That Roosevelt?
That's the one.
That's the one. Yeah. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. Nice to talk to you again.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind? Hello? Did I lose him? Put him on hold, see if you can reconnect with him, and let me go to Pam in Michigan. Hello, Pam.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to throw this out there. I haven't had a chance to do any background on all of this, but I saw this video on YouTube done by SGT Report.
Yeah, Sergeant Report.
And he's interviewing this guy named Ole Damegaard.
Okay.
And it's about almost an hour and a half video. But anyway, they were talking about this interview was recorded 2 days before the London Bridge attack. And he brings up this company called Crisis Cloud, and they even played a segment of their little contact information, and these people are doing crisis rehearsals all over the world. It's an international company. And
Pam, I got to go to break here. Hang on during the break, but yeah, funny you should mention that, because what's really odd about all of these bombings and shootings that take place here in this country, it looks a lot like the crisis actors that would be working for Crisis Cloud. Oh, my goodness. Hold on a second. Let me go to break here. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Hang on, Pam.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Alrighty, we're back. Yeah, the crisis cloud. We've seen these before, Pam. We've seen companies that are private. These are all private companies that are just doing a great service, and we do the crisis actors. That's to give the first responders, you know, the most realistic environment in which to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they were showing kind of behind the scenes where the police were changing out of their police uniforms and into something else. I don't remember what it was, but it's like, oh my gosh, they're
you mean that might that, you mean that might be Officer Bob with that mask and you know the the plaid shirt on?
Yeah.
Oh boy!
Yeah. Oh, this was specifically, I think, about the London the London Bridge attack.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, just pick a city. Pick a city. And they're just, they're all out for this.
Yep.
And I'm not buying any of it anymore. And I had people get really angry at me because of Sandy Hook. My first thought was, oh, it's a false flag. And darn if it didn't turn out to be that way.
Well, some people hold the opposite opinion, and that was a real deal. I'm with you. Mr. Lanza, yeah, the little pop-eyed son of a gun that just pulled this off, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I keep asking this question. I still want to know who the guy dressed in black was running away from that school.
running back to the woods.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, and all of these, a lot of these, the one in whatever it was, San Diego, it was reported there were three men dressed in black. I mean, there's a lot of these that just have conflicting stories. And
well, I mean, all you have to do is look into the track record of the FBI on the first attack on the World Trade Center. That was their entire setup. I mean, it was so bad. The recruiting was so bad that they actually had to teach one guy that didn't know how to drive the getaway van. I mean, that's how bad it was. I mean, and people don't realize, and Pam, this is one of these issues that people are looking at, and they're going, you know, I really don't want to believe my government's doing something like that. Well, you'd better start reading up and paying attention what the intelligence agencies not only are capable of, but what they have done.
And what they have done in other countries.
Bingo.
They're doing here now.
Yes, ma'am.
We're the last holdout.
You got it.
And jeez.
Well, anyway. Yeah, well, and that hairball that's clogging up that drain that Trump wanted to, you know, get rid of the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Look who they're putting in there is a ringer and a friend to Comey, the other ex-FBI guy. Yeah, like, what's going to happen with this? Yeah, they're barely, look, all the stuff that's going on right now, they're barely able to band-aid this thing together. And one fine day, and I was serious last week when I said that you guys out there in the intelligence agencies, and I don't give a damn if it's the NSA, I don't care if it's the FBI, the CIA, we understand the risk that you would be taking by stepping into the light, but enough of you did it simultaneously. They can't shut you all up. And we are the ones that could start the tsunami that sweeps that swamp clean.
You know, it's about integrity and ethics.
Pam, what word did you just use? Integrity?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, that's a term that you don't hear very often now, isn't it?
Maybe it's been taken out of the dictionaries.
Yeah, it's been taken out of their training manuals is where it's been taken out of. By the way,
it's in the medical industry too. I mean, just nobody in any walk of life seems to have any integrity or ethics.
Well, and you don't even get reports on the private security companies. They're not bound by any international law. They're not bound by any military code of justice. We're never talking about these guys ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what did I see Ronald Reagan do when the tower people went on strike? He fired them all. Well, now Donald Trump wants to privatize this thing to a private corporation, not for profit. What the hell is that? What is a corporation that doesn't have bottom line profit motive?
Right.
Interesting stuff ahead. Pam, I got to keep moving.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for your call. Didn't I take Andy in Texas? Okay, he's back. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. How are you, my friend?
I don't know. Talk fast before you drop again. What happened?
Okay, well, here we go. First and foremost, this unemployment figures and stuff, they're all bogus. It's always all bogus. I mean, with 92 million people out of work, in this country, and they're going to tell us we got a 4-point this, that, whatever. Now, granted, having said that, I've seen a lot of signs at all these fast food restaurants saying, we're hiring, we're hiring, we're hiring.
Well, that's because the illegals are going home.
Well, but nobody can make a living. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. But nobody can make a living on $10.92 an hour or whatever they're offering and stuff. They just can't make a living on this stuff.
Yeah.
And even, I mean, you'll see that these jobs are going to fill up because now it's summer. Everybody's out of school, and these jobs are going to fill up. These people are going to take these jobs. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to go home and help feed their families, which is really sad. Because let's look at this in a perspective. If these people really wanted us to thrive, they would create a community in which we all could survive. They would be creating jobs. What is the main goal of our government right now? To get rid of our jobs. Let's sign this treaty. Let's sign that treaty. Right. Let's sign this agreement. Let's sign that agreement. And let's get rid of these people's jobs.
I buy that, Andy, but what's even worse than that is the system that it is totally run its course. It's now, what is it? It's 4 years past its useful service life. And that's the funny money system. Not one of these systems has lasted more than 100 years, but we're now in our 104th year in this country. And what people don't recognize and what they're not looking at is the fact that when you have so many people unemployed, there are self-corrections in the employment market. And I'm with you, 10 or 11 bucks, you know, you're not going to be able to go raise a family and buy a house on. You know, we all know that. But having said that, it's not the government's job to create jobs to begin with. That's the free market out there. That little engine runs all by itself, but it's got to have the fuel in which to run. Well, what's the fuel? The fuel is money. What has not been provided? It's been the money. And this has been going on since 2008.
Well, okay, this has
been going on more than a decade now.
Oh, and I absolutely agree with what you just said. But the point of the matter is that these people who are elected officials, who shouldn't be there more than just a couple months a year, and they shouldn't be getting paid shit, excuse me.
Yes.
Crap.
Yes, thank you for the correction. They apologize, if you would, to the listeners.
I apologize.
Thank you.
I apologize
okay.
to the listeners.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Go on.
But having said that, these people should be going back to their regular jobs that they normally had prior to it and only meeting three or four times a month, a year.
Right. Part-time legislature. I'm in full agreement.
Exactly.
We haven't even gotten to the point here, Andy, that we have term limits. We don't even have the courage to tell these assets that, you know, we're not going to leave you entrenched for 10, 15, 20, 20, 30 years. So you can, you know, get your buddies together and your funding and your lobbyist group and all that other stuff. Yeah, I'm all in favor of part-time legislature. The less time they're in there, the less damage they're apt to do. Andy, I got to keep moving here. I thank you for your call. Thanks for calling back.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Uh-oh, Larkin, Texas. Uh-oh.
Oh man, y'all don't support the troops here? What's up?
Oh, I know. That's just an absolute slap in their face, isn't it?
Hey, listen, I got a human interest story for you. Actually, courtesy of our local Dallas Morning News, the newspaper had a human interest story just the other day. It was a story of a security guard that looked like a Walmart greeter, who was being interviewed, and he was talking about this wonderful off-duty cop who shot and killed those two terrorists that bolted out of their car and were going to shoot up the Pamela Geller and Geert Wilders headlined Draw a Picture of Muhammad contest here in Garland, Texas, here a couple years ago.
Okay.
You remember that story?
Yes, I do.
Well, then there's the story, and of course it was headline news. Here we're talking about a fake story. Then they have the incident in Dallas maybe a year and a half ago where, gosh darn, five Dallas boys in blue were shot to death by a terrorist in downtown Dallas. And to get that rascally terrorist, they had to send in a robot to blow him up. And, of course, there was no witnesses, and there was no body.
Right.
And, of course, they keep talking about that in the Dallas Morning News and on the radio stations as if that event actually happened.
Well, and that's all kept local and not to the scrutiny to the rest of the state, let alone the rest of the country and or the world. Yeah, gotcha.
But see, the real story is that the Dallas firefighters and police officers' pensions funds had been looted. And people are resigning. Former city council members are involved in lengthy multi-year lawsuits.
Let me see if I can jump to the quick on this one. That they needed something for cover and in order to bring more money into their venue to combat these evil perpetrators of terrorism. Is that where this is going?
They need more funding.
They need
more
funding.
More property taxes.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. I can't. Jeez, how'd I know that?
And by the way, as it turns out, the chief of police has a son who's also a murderer and happens to be in prison. This is right here in Dallas.
I mean,
anyway, I'll leave y'all with this today. You want to know what happened to your rights? I'll tell y'all what happened to your rights. Read an article, do a search online. Rights, responsibilities, and communitarianism. And then you want to know what's happened to the public education system and why we think, particularly here at RBN, that it must be all them damn commies doings? Because, remember, we're told that there was such a thing as the Frankfurt School. But I'm here to tell you, there was also something called the Leipzig School. And you can read that online, too. The Leipzig School. It's a timeline by Dennis Cuddy, Leipzig, the Leipzig School, over at News with Views. It's very interesting. Those two pieces right there will help you determine what happened to your rights.
Is Dennis Cuddy still alive, by the way?
I really don't know. I haven't heard that he's passed.
I haven't heard either, but I also was told yesterday that Willie Nelson won't make the July 4th annual thing that he's done since 1972 because he ain't going to live that long. He's only 84. They keep having these damn things on July 4th, and anybody that's been in Texas on July 4th, even if Willie does make it to the stage, he's probably going to die of heat stroke.
I mean to tell you, by the way, I met a guy named Carl Cornelius. He owns a town called Carl's Corner. You can look that up online, too, in any encyclopedia, Carl's Corner.
Is that off of 35? I've seen this before.
That's right.
This
guy is getting up there. Yeah, I went over to his place, spent a couple hours. He had some equipment to sell. Of course, he had a big fire. He sold that truck stop. You know, that's where those 4th of July picnics used to be held.
Willie's 4th of July picnics?
That's right.
And the only thing left of this is a broken-down trailer, tractor trailer, that he used to use for an advertisement. Is that still sitting there? I saw it about a year ago.
There's still more to the town, but there's not a hell of a lot going on. After all, Carl is he's the mayor, and he's also the justice of the peace. So the whole damn town is Carl.
I'll be darned. All right, well, hey, we're a little off topic here. Lark, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Y'all be good.
All right. By the way, a listener called in and said the concealed carry permit legislation in Michigan will allow carry without a permit. Now, I don't know how we're getting this information here. Somebody is either not explaining it correctly or they're purposely distorting it. So you Michiganders up there, we don't have enough time in the show today. But please do me a favor, ferret this out for me. Is it good for Michigan, bad for Michigan, and the individual? up there that still knows how to spell freedom. Joel in Wisconsin. Hello, Joel. How you doing? I got you? There you are.
Yeah, you got me. Okay, way back machine. Way back in 1993 when the first World Trade Center bombing, I was listening to the news, of course, and I couldn't believe my ears. You know how they caught that guy? I don't remember his name. A caller called in a couple days ago and was talking about it. The guy tried to go back to the rental of where he rented the van and get the deposit back. And he did that two times. And so then the second time, the woman at the rental called the cops and said, hey, this guy's come back here twice to get the rental back. And they said, oh, if he comes back again, let us know. So he did, and she did, and that's how they caught the guy. Now, is that believable?
I'm surprised that the guy didn't try to give him an FBI credit card, for God's sakes.
You know? And, well, if you notice, then he, being as smart as that, still got the goods on them because he had information on them, and so that when that case went to trial, it became exposed that the FBI actually created the bomb, and then so the records were sealed, and the case was dismissed, and he was, you know, being as smart as he was, he outsmarted the FBI.
Well, that, you know, when they use the term intelligence. Do you really believe, Joel, that that's in the actual verbatim meaning for that?
Yeah, like military intelligence, right?
Well, and it's an oxymoron. Screen doors on submarines, if you will. Gotcha.
You brought up Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
I think he's been on medication for a long time. What do you think?
Well, he's been smoking pot for 50 years.
I heard Waylon Jennings admitted this on TV one time, that the... he had a cocaine, $1,000 a day cocaine habit for 21 years.
Wow.
I figured that out. It was over $7 million.
$1,000 a day, huh?
For 21 years, yeah.
And he still had a septum and a skull left. Well, he probably got the tips on what to do from Bill Clinton, you know, when you start to rot out your head using too much cocaine. All right, hey, yeah. Joel, appreciate your call. Thank you.
Okay.
I want to finish this up on the unemployment thing here, folks. We kind of got derailed when I saw the calls coming in. They just kept coming in, and we got a little sidetracked here. Now, if you go back to January of 2009, there were 81.02 million Americans that were not in the labor force, 11.61 million Americans that were considered to be officially unemployed. And so that means, according to the federal government, there were 92.63 million working-age Americans that didn't have a job at that point. Okay? So, if the number of the working-age Americans without a job has risen by 9.21 million since January of 2009, are we really doing so much better than we were at the depths of this last recession? Now, another way to look at this is by examining the civilian employment population ratio. Just before the last recession, about 63% of the working age population had a job. But then during the recession, that number fell between 58 and 59%. For quite a while, we have finally gotten back to the 60% mark, but we are still far, far below the level that we were at before the last recession struck. Now, of course, all of the above assumes that the numbers that the government is giving us accurately reflect reality. And we know that that's highly questionable. For example, to one of the recent analysis, the business birth and death model has accounted for 93% of all new jobs reported by the government since 2008. As our friends at Morningside Hill calculate, a full 93% of the new jobs reported since 2008, 6.3 million out of 6.7 million, and 40% of the jobs in 2016 alone were added through the business birth and death model, a highly controversial model, to say the least, which is not supported by data. On the contrary, all data on the establishment births and deaths point to an ongoing decrease in entrepreneurship. You know, Ron, I'm starting to see figures that in the next 5 years, half the malls that we have built in this country will be abandoned.
Yeah, quite possibly, yeah.
And that nobody is talking, you know, my goodness. You know, unemployment's down to 4.3%, so I guess we can't do the next story that would tell you that, well, wait a minute here. There's companies that are functioning and operating right now inside the United States are going to shut down 8,500 store outlets. Well, I guess we can't do the 4.3 and then justify 8,500 stores closing now, could we? I don't know. You could come out, Ron, you could probably concoct some phony math to try to come up with that answer, but I don't think they could even make the stupefied out there believe that one.
Well, you know, there's another point, too. You know, when a company goes into bankruptcy or actually closes doors, it doesn't mean they're not going to reopen the doors and hire less than the number of people they had working for them, which appears that we're creating more jobs.
Well, and if half the malls close in this country and their anchor stores are places like Sears, Roebuck and Company, or something like that, with Sears closing all the stores that they're closing. By the way, they announced they're closing more than they previously announced, and I don't have the figure right in front of me, so I'm not going to say what the figure is, but it has been on the increase. They officially announced, well, we're closing 100 stores or whatever it was. No, it's going to be much more than that. And a lot of these stores are anchor stores. And some of the fancier in better neighborhoods or better income bracket neighborhoods that have the Neiman Marcus and that type of stores in it, even they're starting to shut down. So,
you know,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, that only indicates that people aren't buying.
That indicates that they're running out of money to buy stuff with. And, you know, what we were told before? Oh, well, you know, all these sales, we're losing it to online. Tell me a woman that doesn't like to get dressed up in the clothes she bought last week and go out and shop. You know, this is an experience unto itself. This is an American tradition, for God's sake, since malls came in. You know, you grab your friend or your family or whatever, and you go rubbernecking. You go window shopping at the mall. At the very least, you'd sit down and go to a movie there or go to the little restaurant deal they got set up with the different vendors there. I mean, something. But not even that. Not even that. Hey, folks, we are out of time on this Monday. And the 5th of June, by the way, just in case anybody has a little confused there. I got to quit multitasking while I'm doing stuff that used to come just like that. So at any rate, we are doing a pledge drive, folks. We're only one-third of the way to the goal, and we can't stretch this thing out any further because we're going to be in perpetual pledge drive. Call us. Call us. It's a new month. Call us, 800-724-2719. Mikey, you ready for the phones to blow off the hook here? Yeah, he says yeah. Okay, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Nobody else is going to be here except Mikey for the rest of the evening. Or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Donate, top of the page. Takes you to the PayPal donation page. Takes a sundry different credit cards that we don't take normally through our credit card processing machine. Donate. And while you're up there making a generous donation, sign up for so much a month, Dollar Day Club or whatever you're comfortable with for the functioning of this network, folks. Because I'll tell you what, things are going to get a hell of a lot more dicier in the future. And we need people with level heads to be able to present and go through this stuff to give you an accurate picture of what's really going on. You're making an investment in yourself as well. With yet those to come, it's got to be here. If we build it, they will come. Well, it's been built. We've been standing here on this baseball diamond for 13 years. If you build it, we'll be able to accommodate all of them. Ron McDonald, thank you.
Hey, a pleasure, John.
Thank you very much, and thank you all for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnysoap.com. That's oldnysoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnysoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.